Welcome to Kaboom, where every episode sends your whole family on a new adventure, all in about 20 minutes. I'm Sam Payne.
And I'm Brian Tanner. And in today's adventure, a girl tries to be in two places at the same time with the help of her mom's experimental machine.
Kaboom presents the original audio adventure, Divide and Conquer.
Okay, Gabs, just remember to put your weight on the back of the skateboard before landing.
Noah, stop. I know what I'm doing. Here we go.
Whoa!
Yes!
That's amazing! You finally landed the feeble grind. Please tell me you're doing it for tomorrow's competition.
No way! I'll stick to ledges.
But that's the same run you always do.
So?
You've practiced enough to try new tricks. Take a risk.
Don't start me on another one of your believe in yourself talks. I've been practicing this run for months. I'm not changing it at the last minute.
Okay, I was just trying to help you as a friend, but whatever. Is that your mom?
Dang it! I forgot. I have to go home.
Gabriela Eliza Ramos, where have you been all day?
Mom, I can explain.
You promised to meet me at the restaurant.
I know, but...
Your father waited for hours. He had to do deliveries alone. He reimbursed most of them because they arrived late.
You could have at least let me know you were not coming.
I am so sorry. I was just at the skate park practicing for tomorrow's competition and...
My biophysics conference is tomorrow, and your father is catering the event. We need your help preparing.
I know, and I know how important the conference is. That's why I was planning on helping in between rounds.
You can't be in both places at the same time. I'm sorry, but you're not going to your competition.
That's not fair. Skateboarding is important for me too. But you wouldn't know that.
Gabriela. That went well.
Amor, it's all right. Let her cool down tonight. You have a big day tomorrow.
Okay, Gabriela, we have a long morning ahead of us, so... Gabriela? Hey, Gabriela, you can't skate in here! You're going to break something!
Fine.
I know you're still mad about last night, but I was thinking that if the conference ends early, we can catch the end of your competition.
Wow, Mom. Thanks.
Just help me pack the machine, okay?
That's huge. What is it?
It's my easy partition system. You know, the project I've been talking about for months?
Oh, the cloning machine?
If I hear one more person call it a cloning machine. It doesn't take a somatic cell and reconstruct it as a new organism. It just uses a micromanipulator to section a single organism in two.
Oh, so it cuts stuff in half?
No, it divides. Here, take these two plants. They came from the same plant. But after they were divided, this one only grows flowers, and the other one only grows leaves.
Huh. Looks better with just the flowers.
You think? The machine isolated the leaves, which allowed us to confirm our hypotheses about the plant's special properties.
Sounds complicated.
Well, as the marketing team loves to say, works with just a click of a button.
And can you put the two plants back together?
Yes, but... Sorry, I've got to take this. The truck's here. Unplug the machine and pack the cables before I get back. Hello? Yes, this is Dr. Ramos.
Hey, Noah.
Hey, I didn't hear from you last night. My dad's driving me to the competition. Do you still need a ride?
No, I'm not going.
What? Why?
I got into huge trouble with my parents last night, and they're forcing me to be at Mom's conference today.
But I guess that makes sense. It's not like you can be in both places at the same time.
Actually, I could do that with my mom's divider machine.
Whoa, hold on. What machine?
A thing my mom's been working on. One part of me can go to the competition, while the other stays at the conference.
Hold on. Part of you? What does that mean? That sounds crazy.
Don't worry. I just saw one of the experiments, and my mom said I could recombine myself later.
What was that, Gabriela?
Just pick me up in 10. Here goes. But weird. Really? I feel great. Oh my gosh, it worked! And we don't even look that different! Okay, Gabriela 2. Gabriela 2? Seriously, why aren't you Gabriela 2? I guess. You know what name I've always wanted? Ella. And you can be Gabby. It suits you.
Fine. Ella, here's the plan. You'll cover me at Mom's conference.
Why am I going to the conference? It's gonna be so boring.
It doesn't matter. What matters is that you're there to support Mom.
Like she's been there for our skateboarding events?
She's just been busy. Look around. Her job is very complicated.
If you're defending her so much, why don't you go to the conference?
Because, well, I want to skate.
You don't sound so sure. We can't have all that insecurity at the competition.
Hey, you're not the one making the plans. I am.
Let's make this simple. Let's see which of us can do a better kickflip. I'll start. Your turn.
Okay. Ow!
You sure about that, Gabby?
Okay, that one didn't count. I can do it again. Ow! What is going on? Why can't I skate?
I guess it's settled then. I'll go to the competition, and you stay here with Mom.
Wait!
Later!
No! No, no, no! This wasn't supposed to happen. I was supposed to skate.
Sounds great. We'll talk more after my presentation. Thanks, bye. Gabriella, you haven't packed anything yet. Oh, come on. We're gonna be late for the conference.
But...
Hurry!
Gabriella, good, you're here. How did everything go at the machine?
Yeah, about the machine.
Here, grab these food trays.
Okay, sure. But, whoa! Ow!
Are you okay?
Yeah, I've just been falling a lot this morning. It's like I've lost my sense of balance.
That's not like you. Let's sit down for a moment. Maybe you just need to take a break.
Oh, no. I'm here to help you.
You can't do that if you're not feeling well.
But Mom needs it. This is a very important event, right? Everything has to go perfectly.
You're starting to sound just like your mom. Always worried about every single detail. Just like you and your skateboarding routines.
Huh. I've never thought of it that way.
Mija, it's okay if you're still upset about missing your competition.
It would have been a waste of time anyway. I never make it past the first runs.
Hey, don't talk like that. What happened to your fighting spirit?
I guess I lost that too.
There you are. I'm presenting in 2 hours. Grab the plants from the truck and help me carry them to the hall.
Okay. Mom! The flowers! They're all withered!
That's normal. It's a side effect of the division.
Wait, what?
The machine separates the qualities of the same organism, but obviously both parts still need each other. The leaves helped nourish the flowers, but now that they're separated, both parts are more vulnerable.
But can you still put them back together?
It's almost too late to save this plant. I found that after about 4 hours, there's a higher risk to both parts.
4 hours? What time is it? It's been 2 hours already? I need to go!
Gabriella!
I'll talk to her. You focus on your presentation. Gabriella? Hey, where are you going?
Dad, I'm so sorry. I need to do something.
What is it? Let me help you.
No, it's nothing you need to worry about.
Gabriella, what's going on?
It's nothing. I need to take a quick break. Like you said, I'll be back soon. Good as always.
Okay, but don't go far. And be back before Mom's presentation.
What now? You need me to clean gum off your board?
What? Noah, this is me.
I know. I just saw you.
No, this is Gabby, not Ella. Listen, I need your help. There's been a change of plans.
And Kevin ends his first run with a solid heel flip. And that's the end of round one. We'll take a quick break and come back for round two.
Psst. Noah!
Gabby! Is that you? Why are you wearing a hoodie? It's like 100 degrees.
I don't want anyone to see me and Ella together.
Are you carrying a plant?
I need to show it to Ella. Where is she?
She went for a Slurpee and left me to adjust her wheels. She said it was the only useful thing I could do.
What? Why?
I tripped on my first run. Don't make me talk about it. Your evil twin already gave me a hard time.
Wow. She sounds horrible. Am I like that?
Sometimes. When you're in a mood. But Ella's not too bad, and she's killing it at the competition. She changed her entire routine, even closed with a feeble grind. She's at the top of the competitors right now.
Wow, I've never been at the top before.
Hey, loser. Is my board ready?
Don't call him that.
Gabby, came to see me win.
No, I'm here to take you back. The division was a mistake, and now we only have 45 minutes to put ourselves back together.
Why should I care? I'm in the lead. I'm not going anywhere.
But the longer we stay divided, the harder it'll be to come back together. See this plant? This is us, and...
I don't care about an ugly dead plant.
But...
Just stop trying to sabotage me.
It's not that. There's just something way more important we have to deal with right now.
And when is skateboarding gonna be a priority?
How can you be so stubborn?
And how can you be such a pushover?
Both of you, stop! Is this what it's like inside your head all the time?
It doesn't matter. I'm not going back with me. I mean you. I'll stay. Do a kickflip down those stairs and win.
You know that trick?
No. I've never practiced it before.
Please. How different can it be from a normal kickflip?
A lot. You haven't even ollied the stairs first to test your speed.
You only say that because you've always been too afraid to try it.
And we're back in round two. First up is our current leader, Gabriela Ramos.
Gotta go. See you after I win.
How could she be so reckless and selfish and...
Hey, that's yourself you're talking about.
I had no idea it was so hard to deal with.
And Gabriella's off for her second run. She starts with a front side 50-50,
yes!
Made to make an entrance. She's definitely not playing it safe. Now, she's headed to the handrail. Is she going to? Yes! Back to the
I see
run.
That, Gabby!
She's claiming that as her signature move. With 30 seconds left, Gabriella heads toward the stairs and...
Whoa!
Looks like she twisted her ankle.
Come on, Noah, we have to help her.
She won't be coming back after that.
Come on.
Let go of me.
You know what? Fine by me.
Whoa! Careful.
We're just trying to help you. Can't you see what you're doing? You're pushing your friends away.
Whatever.
You didn't have to do that kickflip. You were in the lead already. Why risk it?
I don't know. I just did it. It just felt right.
You've lost all your judgment and discipline. Can't you see how this division is harming us? Don't you feel like something's missing?
And what if I do? I don't want to go back to feeling scared all the time.
That could change if you two stop fighting and start working together. Mm-hmm. Even before the division, it was like your mind was always in two places at the same time.
Ella's right. I'm scared, but do you like being like this? Just angry?
Well, no.
It's like what I was trying to explain with the plant. It can't survive if it's not whole, and we are the plant!
Wait, so are we also going to rot and die like that plant did?
Not if we put ourselves back together in time.
Then let's go! Well, first promise me we're going to work together and do the kickflip down the stairs next time.
Okay, but we'll practice first.
Good enough for me. Now let's go back.
We better hurry. You only have 30 minutes. I've set a timer. Let's go.
Come on. Good. The machine is still here.
Hurry. We only have 4 minutes.
Okay, Noah. Activate the reverse sequence. Ella and I will get inside the machine.
How do I make this work?
It was just that one button.
The one that says divide?
Shoot. Maybe look for a different button then?
Gabriella.
Oh no. Ella, Gabriella. Mom can't see both of us. Hurry into the machine.
Hey! Oh, my ankle.
Gabby! Don't leave me in here alone.
Hi, Mom. Hey, Dad.
There you are.
We've been so worried about you. Where did you go?
Gabby, we only have 3 minutes.
You were at that competition, weren't you?
Mom, it's not what you think.
I haven't had time to prepare my presentation because we were looking for you.
I promise I'll make up for it, but right now I need to use your machine because...
What? Absolutely not. My presentation is about to start.
Cut the drama and hurry!
What was that? Gabriella, what did you do?
Nothing.
2 minutes.
Let me explain,
Mom.
Sorry, you go.
We didn't want to miss your presentation, Mom, but skateboarding was important too.
We thought that we could make both work if we were divided. We didn't realize all the parts of ourselves that we were going to lose.
So that's why you were acting so strange.
And you have every right to be angry, but we need to fix this fast!
And we need your help, Mom.
I can't just use a machine on you and you. It hasn't been tested on people yet.
We're living proof that it works.
Everyone, we don't have much time.
Oh, you two are in so much trouble. Quick, inside the machine.
You better not forget our promise. We work together from now on.
I won't forget.
Gabriella.
Oh.
It worked. Are you okay? How are you feeling?
It feels so good to be one person again. Although I guess my ankle's still twisted.
Well, at least it looks like the human trials are off to a good start.
I didn't want to disappoint you, but it felt like the only way to avoid it was to give up skateboarding.
Give it up? Oh no. We never asked you to do that. We just asked for your help.
Sometimes those feel like the same thing.
I know we've asked a lot of you lately, but that doesn't mean we want you to stop doing what you love.
Then can I have more time to skate? I'd love for you to come to my events. And I promise, I'll still help at the restaurant.
You better, because you're definitely grounded.
You won't be able to make deliveries with an injured foot, so I'll need your help at the register.
Absolutely.
We can finish talking about this later.
Now to present her pioneering research.
Right now, I've got to go out on stage.
Please welcome Dr. Laura Ramos.
Wish me luck.
You got this, Mom.
Thank you. It's such an honor to be here today. When I first began this research a decade ago...
Next up, Gabriella Ramos. 6 months after slamming on her final trick of the last competition, she's finally healed up and back for her first run.
You got this, Gabriella. Been practicing every day during deliveries. You know what to do.
Gabriella starts strong with the backside tail slide.
You got this, Gabriella. Go, Gabriella.
It's actually feeble grind.
Right. Good feeble grind.
Now, one last trick.
Let's go, Gabriella.
You can do it. Let's go.
You got this.
Gabriella,
break.
Go. Yes,
Gabriella. Yes.
Perfect landing on a kick with Gabriella. What a way.
Yes. We did it. I did it.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Divide and Conquer, an original audio adventure cooked up in our secret Kaboom lab. Stick around for a preview of our next episode, but first...
We love making these Kaboom stories because they can lead to great conversations. Here are a few places this story took us.
You know, Sam, this episode has a very special guest star that I wanted to point out. So we needed somebody to be the announcer at the skateboarding event, and I thought... Wouldn't it be fun if we could pull in somebody who's kind of in the skateboarding world
sure,
a little bit?
Sure, yeah.
And I remembered, this was over 10 years ago, I was involved in the shooting of this video that was called Skateboarding in 5001 Balloons. It was really cool. I could link to it in the show notes. But it was made by a YouTuber named Devin Supertramp.
Oh, Devin Supertramp!
Or Devin Graham, as he goes by in normal life.
Right.
And I thought, why not? I'll just shoot him an email. And he said, yeah, I don't normally do this kind of thing, but why not? So we had him in the studio. It was a ton of fun.
And he was great.
He was so fun. So if you love extreme sports and parkour and video game movies and even, yes, sometimes skateboarding videos,
yeah,
go check out Devin Supertramp's YouTube channel.
You know, as I thought about the desire to divide yourself into two people to get more stuff done.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about when I was in high school, and I sort of took it as a mark of maturity that I was kind of growing up,
yeah,
that I was more busy than I'd ever been.
Uh-huh.
You know? And I would, of course, my interest back then was theater projects, right? And I remember talking to my dad about whether or not I should take on a third theater project at the same time.
Wow.
You know? Mm-hmm. And he said, oh, I don't think you should. And I thought, don't think I should. Come on, Dad, have some faith in me, you know?
Yeah.
But I think there was for me this kind of, again, feeling that I was growing up because I had more to do.
Yeah.
And it might even have been a better marker of growing up that I could figure out how to do effectively what I had chosen to do.
Yeah. You know? No, I can relate to that. When I was in high school, I noticed each year in the yearbook, I kept getting more and more commas after my name, you know, page 45, page 60,
right,
or whatever.
Yes.
And when I became a senior, I thought, okay, my goal, I want to be the most featured person in this year's yearbook. And so I went to every club. I got in the picture. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do FBLA, FFA. I'm going to be in the musical. I'm going to do everything.
Yeah.
And guess whether that worked out very well. It was just like I burned myself out because I can't be in all of those places at the same time. And I had to think, what are the things that I actually care about? And does it really matter if I have the most credits in the yearbook?
Yeah, it's hard to dictate to somebody what should be important to them, right? But one thing that I think is important is learning to choose one person's worth of things to do. Mm-hmm. After all, you are only one person, right? And that becomes a kind of a life project is figuring out what you can be involved in. Well, that's where this story took us. And we want to hear where the story took you. We loved this comment on the Kaboom Spotify channel about our episode Curse of the Storm Spirit from a listener named Forbush. Forbush said, "This was an amazing one. I really liked it. It was very surprising and kind of like suspenseful. I loved it." I love that comment. Thank you so much, Forbush. It means a lot to us to hear from people who have enjoyed Kaboom. You can also rate us and leave us a review on our Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or Spotify channels. That really does help people find the show. You can also email us your thoughts at kaboompodcast@byu.edu. That's kaboompodcast, all one word, at byu.edu.
Now, here's a preview of our next episode, and it's something a little different that we're excited to share with you.
That's right. A few years back, our team here at BYU Radio collaborated with the terrific production company GZM Shows on a thrilling audio adventure series called Treasure Island 2020. You should really check it out.
It's really great. We'll link to it in the show notes so you can find it.
Anyway, our friends at GZM Shows have made a new adventure series called Nightingale. And next week on Kaboom, we're going to share the first episode of Nightingale with you. It's about three brave teens who discover a portal to a magical world while exploring the halls of their hospital cancer ward. Here's a little taste.
Guys. Okay, seriously, what's going on?
We stopped.
No, wait. I think we're about to fall!
That was a little clip from GZM Show's new series, Nightingale. And we'll have the whole first episode for you next time on Kaboom. Divide and Conquer was written by Miriam Arce and directed by Brian Tanner. The cast included Dallin Diaz as Gabriella, Gabby, and Ella Ramos, Sam Smith as Noah, Melanie Cook and Chris Cook as Gabriella's parents, Laura and Michael, and Devin Supertramp Graham as the skateboarding event announcer. You can check out Devin Supertramp on YouTube and Instagram for some awesome extreme sports, parkour, and yes, sometimes skateboarding videos. The sound team was led by Kaysen Renshaw and Trent Reimschussel, with engineering by Charles Clark, Hannah Everett, Brandon Lewis, and Carly Wilson. Dialogue editing by Charles Clark, Hannah Everett, and Brandon Haney. Sound design by Charles Clark, Hannah Everett, Brandon Haney, and Bridger Nebaker. Music editing by Hannah Everett and Kylie Linton, and mixing by Charles Clark and Hannah Everett. This episode was produced by Brian Tanner, Miriam Arce, Wendy Folsom, and Sam Payne.
The Kaboom staff includes Miriam Arce, Evadane Hendricks, Trent Horton, and Tristan Schetzel. Our audio engineer is Carly Wilson. Our theme music was written by Sam Clawson. For more great storytelling for families, check out our companion podcast, The Appleseed, available wherever you get your podcasts. Kaboom is a production of BYU Radio.